Golden Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. January 2nd, 2018 has a nice ring to it. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. My 21st year of hosting this call. The anniversary of hosting this call will be in September. That will be year number 21. And I'd like to welcome everyone to this call. I have great content for you tonight. I'll cover a few quick announcements. Then I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. For those of you who are coaching clients of mine, that would be many of you on tonight's call. If you have not attended a Breakthroughs to Success 2.5-day event, the first one of the calendar year is going to be February, Thursday the 15th, Friday the 16th, and the 17th. The Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop is going to be absolutely fantastic. For those of you who have also not attended that or coaching clients or you want to repeat that event, I'm going to have G. Edward Griffin, Brittany Cara, and a whole host of inspirational speakers, content writers, at the Breakthrough Writer Speakers Workshop. You're also going to get to hear from Chris Schar and Carolyn Olson. Many of you have never seen Chris. Chris and Carolyn have been absolutely crushing our online marketing campaigns. For those of you who have seen the videos for the Anger Factor Project and also for the 7 Steps to 7 Figures, my hats are off to them. They have been having 4-figure days, and they will be covering content writing and how they went ahead and put together sales funnels using Infusionsoft and ClickFunnels and all other campaigns that allow you to effectively run an online marketing business or ways to create online leads so you can have more leads than time. That will be the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. That is May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That will be a game-breaking event. So also, if you have not attended the Breakthroughs to Success, there is still room for February, and what a great way to launch your 2018. And there is still room available. I will be speaking in Fort Lauderdale, Florida this Saturday. Lisa Pazanza, who's been my client for 4 years, a very loyal first-class woman, a multiple 5-figure income earner, who's been in her company for a number of years and had major breakthroughs in 2017. She broke through the law of the money lid, will be my host this weekend. And I'm honored that Lisa is hosting me. On January 13th, I will be in Dallas. January 20th, Bridget Bartley is already crushing Spartanburg. The tickets are pouring in. What an awesome place to speak an event. The home of one of my favorite country rock bands. I had the privilege of meeting one of the original bass players for Marshall Tucker. That is Spartanburg, South Carolina, Saturday, January 20th. The 27th of January will be in my own backyard, San Mateo. That is the home of the great Tom Brady. He grew up right in that area. And Edelman, who also plays the New England Patriots, are from right there in that back door. February 3rd, I'll be in Chicago, Illinois. The 10th, I'll be with Marissa and Doug Campbell. February 10th, Orange County, beautiful Orange County, Irvine, California. February 20th, Orlando, 24th, Orlando, Florida. Saddlebrook, New Jersey, Diane Hunt will be hosting her first More Heart Than Talent. Marianne Snyder will be hosting me in Baltimore, Maryland on March 10th. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Joe DiBianca, March 24th. Abby O'Neill, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, March 31st. I'm in the process in April of booking Rye, New York, St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri will fall in there somewhere on March 17th, and other events in April. So Rye, Kansas City, St. Louis, these are some of the cities that I will be speaking. I do not have the dates booked for those locations, but in the very near future, we'll have that accomplished. If you're not taking advantage of a free 15-minute coaching session and you'd like to take advantage of that, feel free to contact me directly on Facebook Messenger. I will return your request very quickly. It is now my absolute privilege and pleasure to launch the year 2018 on the first More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. I routinely host over 50 of these calls a year. So you factor that times 20 plus years, how many of these calls I've hosted, and all the other calls have been guest speakers, Facebook Lives, videos, etc. A lot of repetition and experience in hosting conference calls. I go all the way back to 1992 for the first conference line presentation. And back in the day, back in those days, you could not mute the conference line. What an interesting developing situation that was. Tonight's topic is called the deserve factor, being good enough. Now, this is a very apropos call to host on the very first call of 2018, because a large percent of society finds themselves in an overwhelmed state where they're in anxiety, not feeling or not transmuting an energy that is good enough. Now, why is a large percent of society not good enough, and why are you not good enough? Well, that will be your own events that shaped your feelings. And as you are ready to step and be in your power in 2018, you want to be able to be in a space and a position where you do not relapse back into an overwhelmed state of anxiety that leads you to the refrigerator, that leads you to the liquor store, the liquor cabinet, that leads you to online shopping, or any multitude of addictions perpetuated by events that continue to drive your emotions that keep you not feeling good enough. Now, one of my good friends, the great Frederick Lehrman, is the person who introduced me to the Latin version of the term deserve, which means deservie, day of service, to serve. And unfortunately, a large percent of society is not comfortable for asking, receiving, and deserving. And if you own a free enterprise business from the comfort of your home, or you have a more traditional business, you have to understand that you're not in business not only to help people, it's a very common misnomer, you're in business for profit. That means your business must have sales, must be able to deliver products, services, value, where you have a business that is for profit. Now, you can have a non-profit organization, and you can devote your time to that, but you don't want to have your organization be non-profit from the discomfort of your home. That means you must be and stay in a state of awareness, in a state of consciousness, where you feel good enough, you feel capable, you feel able, you master the skills, the motions, the mindset, and the habits of entrepreneurship, so that you can be and stay in business, number one, so you can create commerce from the comfort of your home. You become skilled at creating the transactions that compensate you. And if you're building a team or a culture, you're able to attract a following through your influence, affluence, through your ability to write content, through your ability to attract. And then if you're in network marketing or direct sales business and you're seeking to rank advance in your company, then it's also imperative that you start to understand that your business requires attraction skills, the ability to attract people of influence and affluence, most importantly, that can produce. Now, what many people really go sideways in this is they don't feel good enough and they say, I can't because I haven't. I haven't succeeded, so I can't attract someone who's successful. I haven't released weight on my products, so I can't attract other want to be success seekers. Your story robs you of your opportunity. That's what happens to many people. Now, the reason your story that you hold on to keeps you emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, it's important that you understand the cause that creates the effect and the significance of the events, which means the meaning that you give the events. As you start to separate your feelings from events, if you start to step into your power, that means you minimize the significance of past events consciously and unconsciously. You don't listen to a set of stories. And when you show up on holidays around relatives, you don't hold yourself back because you're afraid you might upset someone, you might leave someone behind. You also must understand that people choose to stay behind. You're not leaving them anywhere. And people do what they do because that's what they do, and because they're emotionally addicted to a set of feelings that keep them perpetuating the same set of inactions to fulfill their avoidance tendencies that keep them disappointed. Now, if you don't want to be the norm and you're committed to be the exception, then you must have exceptional emotional skills, exceptional habits, exceptional ability to separate your feelings from events. so that you're in a B state of production. You're highly productive instead of being highly sensitive. A large percent of society is sensitive and defensive. They get overwhelmed easily and often. They get their feelings hurt. They hold on to anxiety about being rejected and anxiety of failing. And being good enough is self-proclaimed. No one's going to give you permission unless it's someone in your own circle of influence that's on the same journey with you. Oftentimes, other people are envious of you. Other people are jealous of you. I coached a woman today her and her husband are worth multiple millions. They have a very large yacht. They travel up and down one of the coasts of where they live. And she explained to me that she tends to not want to put too many pictures out of them enjoying the good life because of the comments that are delivered to her. And what I was explaining to her is she does not have to apologize for the success that her and her husband have been through, because they did not get a handout. They created their own hand up. And to be good enough, you have to be able to give yourself permission to feel that way. I mean, I'll give you permission. Maybe one of your coaches and one of your teams or circle of influence will give you permission, but you must give yourself permission to be successful, to feel good enough. And good enough is going to come from the way you feel today, because a lot of what you went through in your past, you weren't good enough. You were criticized. You were traumatized. You were victimized. These are situations that happen to a lot of good people as they grow up. You flexed and flinched as you grew up in your addicted household. You had many situations that happened to you in grade school. You were misdiagnosed with ADD. You were told that you were a slow reader. Then kids who were mean to you called you retarded, dumb, slow. Any multitude of situations which leaves an imprint on your subconscious, unconscious, and this is what creates the not good enough factor. But you also have to factor that you are good enough, you're capable enough, and you unequivocally have the juice. You have the edge. You have the DNA. You're in the right place at the right time, but you must deliver. Stand and deliver. That's what is required of you right now. You have to be able to find your footing, anchor yourself in a place where you're capable. You know you're good enough. And if you've worked a job like many of my clients have, and you can take an early buyout, like one of the clients who said to me today that he's going to rehire me because he is so done with that. Well, you want to be able to walk away with pride and dignity, but with that same pride and dignity, you got to step into your power and step into your enterprise. You got to be able to come from a place that you will not be denied. At the end of 1995 in 1996, I found myself $100,000 in credit card debt. I was in the NFL club in three categories: no friends left, no funds left, and not for long. I was looking down the barrel of a job in 90 days. I didn't know how I was going to be able to pay the freight, pay the rent, pay the overhead. I also had a good friend of mine, David Brennan, living with me, and I had promised him I was going to employ him as my assistant. I was waiting for my ship to come in. I'd been in a large investment that I found out was a Ponzi. The money that I invested, I lost that. I had two checks on my desk from a network marketing company whose internet commerce site got shut down. My company could not pay its commissions. My downline left because they got tired of waiting for the broken promises that I would tell them that our ship was going to come through, and it didn't. I found myself in the NFL club, no credibility, no friends left, no one willing to join me in a new network marketing venture. I went to the USA Today on December 26, 1996, and with a red Sharpie circled 10 ads, called 10 of them, with a brick cell phone that was $1 a minute that I couldn't pay the cell phone bill. And of the eight businesses I called, only two people called me back. That's amazing. Eight people passed on giving me a call back. They had no idea that I was ready. And as 1997 rolled around, I was OF, on fire, OFF, on frickin' fire. And I'll let you put the other words in there that you know that I would say. I was on fire, and I had to be. My back was against the wall, and I didn't believe I performed my back was against the wall. I performed my best because I had a sense of urgency. I was so done with being so done. I was so tired of being so tired, and I was so emotionally bankrupt that I promised myself I would never be in this position again. In my mid-20s, I had my first Mercedes, a classic BMW, a 280 ZX. I watched all of those get towed away or sold off as assets as I was hitting rock bottom in my late 20s. I'd promised myself that I was going to make a big comeback. Well, my big comeback became very dusty roads to no victory over about an 8-year period. I was ready. I was so done with struggling. I was no longer going to wave the noble struggler hit parade. I was not going to continue to trade time for dollars in two jobs just to barely get by. I was not going to find another network marketing company that went out of business. I was in it to win it, and I was going to find a winner, and I was going to become one. I was not going to be denied. Now, if you're on this call tonight, you could be in that space, but you don't have to hit rock bottom to do this. You don't have to have some big proclamation, affirmation, declaration. You have to JFD, just freaking do it. I mean, there's a point where you shut up, you shut up and you put up, and you stop talking and you start producing. You stop telling yourself what you're going to do and you do it daily. You become the role model citizen, the role model producer that you know you're capable of. And you can see the vision on the back of your yacht, the back of your boat, like I did one day, The Producer. That's the name of my boat, The Producer. I once had that as a license plate, The Producer. So you have to be that producer you know you're capable of. You get paid for results. You get paid for transactions. You get paid for compensation. You don't get paid for being a freaking nice guy and a freaking nice girl. You don't get paid for enabling, over-obligating. You don't get paid for getting overwhelmed. You don't get paid for avoiding failing. You don't get paid for feeling rejected. You get paid for production. You got to put up and shut up. You got to silence your inner critic. You got to step into your power. You got to stop asking yourself the same ridiculous, how do I don't know? How do I don't know? What a large percent of my clients say to me is, how do I? Now, they're entitled to ask me, how do I, but not as a broken record. And a large percent of my clients will say, I don't know. How do I don't know. How do I don't know. Well, you do know because you were there. You witnessed every event that's ever happened to you. You repressed a lot of your emotions, or repressed a lot of your feelings. You tell yourself you had a great childhood, but you didn't. You went through a lot of challenges. You haven't even acknowledged it. Rigorous honesty means you step into your power and you let go of denial. You no longer let other people rob you of your feelings. You step to the plate. You step into your power. You get in the game, you get in the batter's box, you get off the bench, you get on the field, and most importantly, you start producing the actions that will create the results. Action is paramount, said the great Napoleon Hill in his classic landmark book, Think and Grow Rich, written in 1937. You've suffered enough, but now it's time for you to pony up and produce. Pony up means you don't get on the Shetland pony. You get on a 15 to a 14 and a 16 and a half cutting horse. You get on there and you have a low center of gravity. You have to stay in the saddle, not on the bench. You have to come out of the chute. You have to stay on there for 8 seconds on that bull. You have to ride like you've never ridden before. You have to not only give it your best shot, you commit to succeed. You can't give any more half-assed efforts. 2016's in the books. 2017's over your rearview mirror. 2018 is here and it's now. You want to be somebody, then do something this year. If you want to rank advance in your company, then start producing the simple daily discipline that creates the action one day at a time that allows you to close transactions. Your energy should be devoted to lead generation, prospecting, closing sales, developing a culture, writing content, branding yourself of a person of influence and affluence. But you can't do that when you say, I don't want to put myself out there. I'm not sure if I can be vulnerable. I'm not sure what my friends are going to think. You have to stop worrying. Worry creates a neurochemical response that keeps you emotionally overwhelmed, consumed about situations that haven't happened. Where is out there? I've had people say that to me. Just someone said it yesterday. I'm not sure if I can put myself out there. Well, where is out there? Is it outland? Is it outdoors? Or is it out of the stratosphere? What does out there even mean? It means outside of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is your failure zone. And as long as you stay comfortable, you're going to comfortably fail. As you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect, as you begin to step into your power, what does that mean? In Your Power, it's an emotional, etheric energy. It's a very clear, light energy. And if you look at auras, it could be violet, it could be light blue, could be white, but it's an energy of power. It's not an energy of anxiety, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings. It means you no longer give power or credence to a story that no longer serves you. Unfortunately, many of your stories serves you because it serves you to keep you average. It keeps you from failing. It keeps you from succeeding. It keeps you perpetuating a set of feelings. It keeps you overwhelmed. You don't go forward. You don't go backwards. And you stay complacent. And when you're ready to let go, then you separate your feelings from the event. So what does that mean, to separate? Separate means you do not give power. It means when you show up at a holiday, you don't get baited or seduced into an argument. You don't validate, justify, and explain yourself. You don't have to go into long diatribes, drunkalogues, and excuse-alogues, a new word that I'm beginning to use, excuse-alogue. It means it's a long, detailed story. As you begin to step into your power and you become good enough, you're able to confront yourself diplomatically. You're able to confront the situation without getting overwhelmed. You're able to carefront prospects and people tell you what you think you want to hear. And you're able to let go of your anxieties about situations that have not happened. You embrace the term sales and understand that sales is the highest paid profession in the world. You stop avoiding the word selling and you take it on with pride and dignity. I just recommended one of my clients, Diane Hunt, that she purchase the book The Best Seller. I bought this book in 1997 by a gentleman named D. Period, D. Forbes, Forbesley. This book is unequivocally out of print. I know Diane found it online today. I have the hardback and the paperback version. I've highlighted it so many times in yellow that I went out and bought a mint condition copy. It also breaks down the four personality types. It breaks down common commonalities. It is unequivocally the best book ever written on how to master the art of selling. And as you start to master the art of selling, which is also a book by the great Tom Hopkins that I purchased in 1983, I've highlighted hundreds of sales books, script books, how to ask the questions in a sequence, how to read people, the four personality types, the enneagrams of personalities, Personality Plus by Florence Littauer, Please Understand Me by Kiersey and Bates about the personality types, Myers-Briggs Type Indicator Test. I've read books on NLP. I've listened to cassettes, downloads, podcasts, CDs of multiple versions. I've listened to hundreds of conference calls, but most importantly, I've had my ass in the chair for 10,000s of hours, multiple hours of dialing and smiling, dialing for dollars, qualifying people for my time, asking questions in a sequence of waiters, waitresses, hostesses, salespeople, service people, people in retail sales, people in the mall. I've done millionaire surveys, six simple questions that I'm going to ask someone about becoming and staying a millionaire. I've interviewed people of influence and affluence. I've sat next to quality people, bands, superstars. I sat next to Prince on a plane once. He sat across the aisle with his bodyguard. I sat next to the band Live, that created the double CD set Throwing Copper. I've sat next to Hal Ketchum, who won a Grammy in country music. The drummer of Pablo Cruz sat next to me once upon a time. Find Your Place in the Sun was one of their songs. Go to Rio. I mean, I've sat next to people of influence and affluence. Clifton Davis, who had his own sitcom in the 90s, so he was a butler. I mean, you want to be able to step into your power. You have to stop being intimidated by your own shadow, intimidated by other people's shadow, and you have to learn to cast your own large shadow. That means you let go of not being good enough. You let go of not being capable. You let go of not being smart enough. You not let go of not having a college degree, a GED, or any multitude of situations. You require a PhD, perhaps a public high school diploma. You do not require a college education to be an entrepreneur. You require street sense, emotional intelligence. You have to be able to eliminate the gaps and delays in your communication style. A large percent of society has a gap in the way they communicate, a gap and a delay in the way they communicate. They they think, they evaluate, they check out, they get overwhelmed, they have to process, analyze. They don't have the reflexes. And if you're not good enough, you're going to have challenges with the reflexes because you're going to step, you're going to stop, think, process, analyze, check out. It's going to take you about 3 to 8 seconds to be able to articulate your anxiety into words that typically telegraph your feelings of being disempowered. How do you let go? How do you let go? Letting go is a commitment. Letting go is a skill. Letting go is a process. Letting go is a one day at a time process as you develop your let go muscle. Letting go means easily and effortlessly, effectively, you're able to separate feelings from events. It means that you don't get seduced, sucked in, you don't find yourself in drama, both spiritual and emotional vampires. You easily and effortlessly let go. It means you can spot a situation that's not favorable quickly. You don't get into conflict by moving into a state of unresolved anger, resentment, hate. You let go of your guilt and shame that you hold on to that keeps you safe and overwhelmed and keeps you feeling bad about yourself. You stop saying, I'm worried all the time. I'm always worried. If you're always worried and you're worried all the time, that's an identity. How can you possibly be consciously aware when you're worried all the time or you're all the time something? I'm always late. I'm always unorganized. If you're unorganized, you're undisciplined. If you're undisciplined, you're rebelling against your own success. Clean it up. Move into a much more organized state. How are you ever going to master the moving parts if you're overwhelmed and unorganized? Stop rebelling against yourself. Stop telling yourself, it's so big, I don't know where to start. You do know. Let go of the term, I don't know, because I don't know keeps you in denial. You do know. You do know that you deserve to let go. You do know that you've suffered enough. You do know the facts of what happened to you as you grew up. You do know who the violators and perpetrators are. You do know that you continue to surround yourself with these same people. Now that you do know, now you have the ability to let go. You can't let go of what you stay in denial in. I don't know why I'm not good enough. You do know why you're not good enough. You got criticized, traumatized. You got picked on the playground, any multitude of situations. You're a victim of being victimized, but you have to let go of being a victim because you're a victim. You have very low energy. You're going to overwhelm yourself, over-obligate yourself, enable others, do too much, and then walk around the planet telling people you own a business and you want to help them. Well, that's great, but you're not there to help people. In context, yes, but in reality, we want to be able to attract people who are self-sufficient. You don't want people who are dependent on you. You want people who are independent on you. That's what drives the culture. Now, you're there to give insight, guidance, mentoring tips, coaching. Those are important, but you're not there to enable and develop a codependent team. Your objective is to create an independent team of like-minded entrepreneurs that come together for a common cause, spirituality, reciprocity, prosperity, the ability to create commerce, the ability to create sales volume. That's what you're looking for, people who you can collaborate with. You're not there to lock arms with people. You want people to lock them with their own arms. You want people who can produce, they're self-sufficient. You're there to be able to guide people, lead them, not to hold their hand. You're looking for people who want to have a great product experience and see the value of the product and buy multiple products in the product line. You're not looking for addicted dieters, overwhelmed people who will whine, complain, and suck the life out of you. You're looking for people who have dreams. You're looking for people who have clearly defined goals. You're seeking to attract to your reality people who have prosperity skills. It means they're in the flow. You're not looking for people who have broke thoughts and have a very low energetic vibration. You're looking for people who are inspired, and you can't do that when your deserve factor is very low. What typically will keep you in a low energetic vibrational state is anxiety. That is anger, hate, resentment, guilt, and shame. Those are major components to being overwhelmed, guilt and shame. Abandonment and rejection. When you come from a broken home, addictive families, violence, any multitude of situations, there's a high probability you're going to have abandonment and rejection issues. When you continue to go back to family gatherings and go back to the well of the people who continue to criticize you, violate you, tell you you're not good enough, put you in a position you have to validate, justify, and explain yourself, and you continue to keep going back to that well, that's because you're emotionally addicted to a set of feelings based on guilt that keeps you in that situation because you can't separate your feelings. Then you hold on to resentment of these people that use guilt to control you or violate you with words, but you keep going back. That means you're chronically and emotionally addicted to a set of feelings that perpetuate your feelings of not being good enough. And when you start to separate your feelings from the events, it can be a very liberating experience. It's not lonely at the top. That's another misnomer. There is no top. You're actually in the middle. Your objective is to be able to create results on your terms and your time frame. Now, going to the top of your company or your opportunity, whatever it is you're doing, that's a different situation. But that means you rank advance by being able to attract your reality, people and situations that foster your purpose. And until you understand your purpose, you'll be looking for a porpoise or a dolphin. That's what many people do. They go to SeaWorld lost in the sauce, and they confuse purpose and porpoise. You're not looking for that. You're looking for purpose. You want to be purpose-driven. That means you understand the cause that creates the effect, but you're also cause-driven. It means that you understand who you are and what you do. You can't understand who you are when you don't know who you are. When you're not good enough, then you don't know who you are. You know that you're not good enough because of the events that shape your feelings, and then you tell yourself you're afraid of failing because really you're anxious about succeeding, because success would contradict your averageness. Success would contradict your struggle. Success, most importantly, would contradict your story. As you begin to change your story and you go for the glory, and then people don't understand why you're stepping away from them or stepping out of their pain, there's a possibility or a probability that a few people might criticize you. But you want to understand that other people's words don't carry any merit when your word is your law. When your word is your law, when you're good enough, when you're capable, when you're lovable, when you're the leader that people are looking for, when you can stand the gap, when you can stand in your power, your energy shifts and changes. You start to transmute energy from a much higher vibrational state called awareness. And when you're aware, you know. When you're conscious, you know. When you're in anxiety, you don't know, because you don't know to stay in a repressed state. That repressed state is what the medical community misdiagnoses as a depressed state. And in that depressed state, you get medicated, the red pill or the blue pill, Adderall or Ambien, a puppy upper or a doggy downer. You get prescribed medication that are barbiturates, synthetic heroin, pharmaceutical-grade methamphetamines, depressants, antidepressants, a whole series of medication to create a fake personality. Adderall gives you fake focus. It allows you to think, oh, my God, I'm going to tear it up. What you're tearing up is your emotional state. What you're tearing up is your immune system, your adrenal system, as it creates a very high tolerance to pharmaceutical grade or degrees of methamphetamine. It gives you fake focus. You can clean up your room on that kind of medication, but it's not long-lasting. And then you start to have withdrawals and all the other situations because you're not good enough. Pharmaceutical medication gives you a fake high. It gives you a fake focus. It gives you a fake belief. Your belief is your sense of certainty. Your disbelief is your uncertainty. And until you're certain, you don't know. Until you're certain, you're not in belief, you're in disbelief. And when you're certain, then you can produce results. And when you produce results one day at a time and it starts to become a habit, you become a producer, not someone who's not good enough. You have to be highly productive to overcome your anxieties. The best remedy for a low self-esteem is to be productive. The best remedy for not being good enough is to start to feel good enough. The best remedy for low self-esteem is to be consciously aware of why you do what you do. Take deep breaths daily, multiple times. Release your anxiety about the past regrets and anxiety about the future events that have not happened. Stop worrying. You stop telling yourself and edifying how much you worry. Let go of your language that limits you. Start to speak a language of commitment and decision, a language that you will not be denied. Focus on results, not on situations and stories that haven't happened. Focus on production, not on education. Let go of how educated you think you have to be, and let go of how medicated you are in your emotional state, and step into your higher power, your higher good. Step into your higher consciousness. Step into who you're capable of being, but most importantly, be and stay organized and be and stay productive. They go hand in hand. It's challenging to be organized when you're overwhelmed. My desk is a mess, but I know where everything is. Well, that's not cool. That's what you tell yourself to seduce yourself into believing that one day, mythically, magically, the success, production, and results fairy is going to show up. Well, Tinkerbell ain't coming to your town, cuz, because your town's going to be filled with people just like you until you step out of that anxiety you're in. You're going to continue to associate with people that have similar energy because that's your comfort zone. As you begin to let people go and let your feelings go about events that don't shape you, some of your anxieties will diminish. You'll step into a different state of emotional etheric energy called awareness. And as you graduate up the awareness, Richter scale, you'll start to find yourself in love with life, in love with someone, in love with the process, in love with yourself. You start to love love. You start to come from a different level of energy. There's less anxiety. There's less anger. And when you're in love, you're in peace, and then that kind of peace has power. That's quiet, silent, emotional, etheric energy. That kind of power can stand alone. That power does not require conflict, a force, or a counterforce. Your opposition for most of your life has been your ego, your overwhelmed emotional state that constantly talks you into not being good enough. As you step into your higher power, your level of consciousness, conscious awareness, your energy shifts and changes. It's a different level of energy. People begin to feel you. They show up because you've shown up. The parking space shows up. As you change your story, you'll change your results. As you start to change the way you communicate with yourself, you'll change what you do daily. Success isn't so much about what you do, it's what you do daily. And it's what you do daily that compounds. That's what creates the compounded effect, 2 + 2, that equals 16. As you start to grind that sand that's in your teeth down to nothingness, and you no longer require that kind of edge, as you let go of being overwhelmed and step into your power and start to organize your thoughts, and you start to organize your desk, and you organize your office, then you eventually get around to organizing your house, your garage, and all the other situations that keep you overwhelmed. As you address the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings. A mind-body connection means that you create a dis-ease. As you start to understand that dis-ease that you've created is a direct reflection of an emotional state that keeps you overwhelmed. As you let go of the events that shaped your emotions, you are you and you are free. As you let go of your feelings about events that no longer serve you, you are you and you are free. As you let go of the perpetrators and violators that have traumatized you, you no longer have the mind-body connection to other people who will do the same thing to you. As you start to create healthy boundaries for yourself, you're able to say, I'm not in a position to commit to that right now. As you stop feeling guilty about letting people know you're going to pass, your whole energy changes. That kind of attractor factor starts to transmute from conscious awareness. You're consciously aware of why you do what you do. You're aware of what other people do what they do. You hear with your inner ear what people mean not say. You can tell when someone's telling you what they think you want to hear. You're able to understand and articulate into feelings and words the way you feel about self and others. You're able to be rigorously honest. You don't hold back on yourself. When you're honest, you don't have to be critical of self because your honesty will address that. Being critical does not empower you. Being critical disempowers you. This is why you want to be able to speak in pride and dignity to your fellow man and woman. You want to be able to treat people the way they deserve to be treated, but you also command that same kind of treatment of yourself. You no longer let people use words to violate you. You no longer let people emotionally traumatize you. You don't feel less than. You don't feel threatened. You're able to stand the gaff and be that man and woman. You know you're capable of being, and you do it one day at a time as you start to develop your success muscle. Your success muscle is your free enterprise muscle that you start to relax into, that you lean into. You're not stepping out of it. You stop telling yourself, I'm not sure if I can make it. You can. It's not about making it. It's about being and staying successful. Anyone can have different degrees and levels of success, but the real skill is to be able to maintain success and keep it in a be-do-have state. You want to be successful. Success isn't something you do. Success is to be attained by the man or woman you become. As you let go of your anxieties about situations that no longer serve you, as you begin to step into your power, as you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, your communication style with yourself begins to improve. You no longer say words of hesitation, levitation, and medication. You speak into existence connecting words. You speak into existence the ability to articulate into feelings which you know you're capable of writing. As you let go of your anxiety about being rejected and no one acknowledging your story, someone will take you on one of their publications. As you begin to let go of being bullied and traumatized, then you start to step into your power. As you let go of people that no longer deserve to be in your life, you start to change your deserve factor. As you let go of people that you've been guilted into relationships with, and you realize the only reason you're in that relationship is because the guilt that connects you, then you can step out of that situation and really step into your power. As you begin to understand what power means, it's non-physical. It's not linear. Power is the ability to transmute your feelings into words and connect with people. And as you begin to connect with people, your law of averages will definitely go up because you're going to start to feel more comfortable. As you're more comfortable, you're lovable. You're capable. You deserve to be successful. You deserve to let go. You deserve to be right in the middle of the whole situation. You deserve to let go of your anxiety that keeps your wife in place. You let go of your addictions, drugs, and alcohol that keeps you feeling less than. You let go of your food addiction one day at a time because you no longer require stuffing your feelings. You'll be amazed what begins to happen. As you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings, you can let go of the anxiety that keeps you doing the same thing over and over, the story that keeps you small. As you start to stand up for yourself, take a stand, and be the stand, it's amazing what you can create. As you continue to be intimidated in other situations that keep you feeling less than and low vibrational energy, you start to stand up for yourself, you start to take action, because action is paramount. All of a sudden, people begin to look at you differently, like you have a wow factor. Wow, look at that person. I want to be like him. As you start to have that kind of situation happen to you, you are unequivocally stepping into your power. And it's your power that you want to be able to be and stay in. That power is the ability to ask questions in a sequence. That power is the ability to write content without flexing and flinching, without being worried about what you're going to say or who you're going to do. As you start to step into that power, your ability to receive, ask, and deserve changes. You're conditioned to give, but you're not conditioned to ask and receive. Asking is a key component to your transformation because to be able to attract, you have to be able to ask. That's the sales content that you're able to write. Your communication style that lets people know you're very relaxed in your body. Your ability to articulate your feelings into words without getting overwhelmed is a sign that you're breaking through into self-esteem. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself without judging yourself. You want to feel capable, good enough, lovable, consciously aware. You want to be able to practice fanfare for the common man. You reach out to people who require some assistance. You start to give people a hand up, not a hand out. And you don't make expectations on people that they can't keep, so you can be disappointed. Letting go is an absolute skill. As you begin to let go, you're absolutely changing the way that people view you. If you continue to live in very low energy, afraid and overwhelmed that you're not going to make it, you're not going to succeed, you've already failed before you started. As you begin to let go of your dialogue with money, your dialogue with asking, receiving, and deserving, as you start to improve who you are and what you do, you're going to start to come out on top a lot more. You're going to start to come out in a space called transformation. As you begin to transform who you are and what you've been, you can absolutely reinvent yourself. Anyone on this line can do it. You're not too young and you're not too old. You're in the right place at the right time. And as you begin to recognize that, then you are in your power. When you're in power, you're no longer in force. You're not the counterforce to someone else's force that keeps you feeling less than. As you begin to really step up and understand what you get paid for, why you do what you do, you'll start to transmute a different set of feelings. And it's that type of I won't be denied feeling that you can run the table with. You unequivocally can step to the plate and really be that man and woman that you know you're capable of. And as you begin to do that, now you're starting to turn the corner. Now you're starting to understand why people do what they do. As you start to let go of the cause that creates the effect, then you're here and you're now. And in that state, that's when you start to feel good enough. You can actually create results and create commerce and create a business and still not be good enough, because the business may be good enough, but you're not good enough. That's the mixed message that so many people are in, the contradiction. As you begin to let go of stories and events, your energy changes and shifts. All of a sudden, you're a little faster in your delivery. You're faster in your results. You're able to let people go easily and effortlessly without feeling like you're losing something. You're no longer in a lead poverty consciousness. Everywhere you go, you create leads because you're very skilled at lead generation. And as you begin to really step into that role and that power that you know you're capable of, then you're going to begin to attract your reality people and situations that are going to be in alignment with your goals. They're going to be in alignment with your commitments. There's a few people are going to show up that are unequivocally aligned with the vision of your future and what it is they seek to accomplish. This becomes synchronicity. This can be explained in science. It's not a phenomenon. It's not hocus pocus. Synchronicity happens because of how relaxed you are. In synchronicity, there's no separation between you and the result. You pick the telephone up to call your grandmother, and before you can even say, dial the number, she's going, hello, hello. And this will happen frequently to you as you begin to understand synchronicity. There's a great book called Synchronicity in You that's unequivocally a great book that will give you great insight into what synchronicity means. It means a meaningful coincidence. There's no coincidence or no actions in what we do. There can be in other situations, but in what you're doing, there are no accidents. It's by design because you are paying the price. You're in the 10,000-hour habit. You're going through the process, learning the skills and the emotions to be and stay that entrepreneur you know you're capable of. Your first six-figure income, your first six-figure week, your first six-figure day, your first million-dollar year, your first house that you own outright, the first new car you've ever bought and paid cash for. All that's right there within your grasp, provided you're the man or woman who's capable of really taking on the role of being the producer you know you're capable of being. Production is not something to be avoided. Production is to be embraced. Avoidance and failure is to be let go of. It's not something you hold on to. You let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. As you begin to understand that and really start to embrace that you are good enough and you're capable, well, you'll let go of certain people that you can tell are not a good influence on you. And the good influence on you are the kind of people who are there to empower you, the kind of people who give you genuine presence, the kind of people who really, really have a lot of talent but aren't able to put it into access. Some of these people, you can actually have a hand in their success because of the person you become, but you also want to learn to let go of people relatively quickly without worrying that you did something wrong. As you let go of getting in trouble and worrying, your energy shifts and changes like on the spot. You can virtually go from outhouse to the penthouse in 24 hours in this type of communication skills. And as you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety, then you're not going to be in an overwhelmed state. You're not going to encounter anxiety, the anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and you've already lessened yourself of some of those anxieties. Now it's time to really step into your power. It's in your power that you are your power. I once had a situation where I lost my way in the journey. I had spent about a year hitting rock bottom, not knowing how I was ever going to change. I spent several years drinking myself to death, even though I was clean and sober. When the pain was great enough is when I changed. Now what does that mean? It means whatever it means to you. But there shouldn't be people in your influence giving you a hard time, because you, by the end of this call, you know what to do and you know who to do. And when you understand that, you'll do what's to be done, because you are that kind of person. You are good enough. You're capable. You're lovable. you're the person that people are looking for. When you start to believe in other people's belief, you start to attract people who believe what you believe. When you're that kind of person, when you're overwhelmed and doing situations that keep you emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, as you begin to understand what letting go really means, separating your feelings from the events that shape them, as you let go of the situations that have happened to you, it doesn't mean you forget, but you forgive. As you begin to forgive, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings that kept you out of this great landmark situation. As you begin to really step into your power, you are power. You are powerful. As you are the man and woman who can effectively ride and effectively be ambidextrous and drive cars and do multiple situations, well, you do that in your business as well. Master all the skills required to be and stay successful in the lineage and team that you have. It's fascinating to be able to build a culture. And as you begin to get good at it, you'll let go of your anxieties and stories you tell yourself that don't serve you. And when you start to let go of the situations that don't serve you, you are the man and you are the woman. And you absolutely, absolutely have the grit. You have the juice, the DNA. You absolutely have that. And as you begin to understand that, you'll be very clear on what this call did for you. This is absolute clarity. And as you start to step into that kind of position, then you are the man. So it's going to be a great situation to address tomorrow. In the meantime, do your best to do whatever you do on Saturday night. And do your best to do whatever you want to do on any given Saturday, because you start to own that night, or any given Friday, or any given day, because you start to own your time. You're able to walk away from the business at any given moment free of guilt. You're able to step into the business free of any anxieties that haven't happened. You're able to let go of the control that keeps you feeling out of control. As you start to really step into your power and have a better understanding, it's going to be amazing what this is going to look like. And as you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect, then you're no longer stuck in an emotional state that disempowers you. As you really step into that space, that unknown, that new awareness, you step into that space, you know you're capable of leading. You don't overwhelm yourself. You step into your power, because that's the kind of power that people are going to purchase from you. That's the kind of power, emotional, etheric energy, white light energy, that people are going to be connected to because of your goodness. And as you begin to become a genuinely nice person, then you're going to unequivocally start to love yourself. As you love yourself and start to communicate with your animals, it's amazing how forgiving they are, and they have a very short memory. They want to be with you and be where you are, not intimidated by you. As you become very clear on why you do what you do, then you're not in a denial anymore. You're in the flow, you're in the process. As you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, it will amaze you at what you're capable of creating. When you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings, you're healing on a quantum level. You're healing on a rate that's inspiring. People are beginning to feel you. They understand that what you have may be for them or may not be for them. But what you're going to understand is the principle law of the few. And in that law of the few, most people quit before their time, aren't really interested. And the more you understand that situation, you'll be able to let go of the people who are disinterested and attract the people who are interested. And the people who are interested typically are not only interested, they are committed. They're able to commit on command. They're able to let go equally as well as they're able to commit. When you're a chronic avoider or an avoider, there's a high probability that you'll have production challenges and you'll hold on to the neocortex of your left brain, avoiding succeeding and failing. As you let go and really step into your power, you'll be amazed at the opportunities you will have in the very near present. So thank you, everyone, for being on the very first call of 2018. This call is officially in the books. Look forward to connecting with you. Thank you, everyone, for purchasing products, and most importantly, thank you for being you. You are all first-class. class, men and women. Have a great evening, everyone.